on behalf of the Siroptimus International with Devonport, we've been organising the Devonport Carols by Candlelight for a number of years. I think it's about 50, but I could be wrong.
So just a couple under the belt.
A long time. Yes. This is my second year, though. So I took on the task when it was one of the most difficult years with all the COVID restrictions. Mm.
And we saw some interesting ways of people getting carols to people's households. There was a lot of live streaming going on over the last couple of years, wasn't there?
Yes, there was, yeah. I think we may even be live streaming this year, just, you know, because obviously there's still a little bit of COVID around at the moment, and so those who are unable to attend because they are unwell may be able to access that as well. The website.
Oh, good to know. All right, so the Devonport Carols by Candlelight is actually coming up on Sunday. So you've only got a couple of days to the Devonport City Soccer Ground this year.
Yes, it's at the same place as it was last year, which it worked out to be quite a great place to hold it at. Most people quite enjoyed being there. We had limited numbers last year, so we're hoping to have a lot more there this year and to come along and enjoy it.
Right, so it starts at around 5:30. That's when the gates open, but the full-on action starts at 7, doesn't it?
That's correct, yes. It's a pretty full program this year. We're able to have dance groups back again this year. We're able to have choirs on stage again this year. We're also able to have the community choir back this year. So a lot of people have done that for many years and we're disappointed that we couldn't have it last year because of COVID restrictions, so...
Well, this year, you're making up for it with this year's event. That's awesome.
That's correct, yeah.
So what's the parking situation on the day?
So parking is actually on street because we sort of, you know, because of safety, we can't have it on site. Only volunteers and that can park on site. So, but there will be limited disability parking at the gate on site. We'll mark some of those off as well, so... and entry is through the main gate.
So on top of music, carols and dancing, what else are we there on Sunday?
There'll be some vendors, so we'll have some food vendors. We've got about four vendors that will be there, so if you want to come along early at 5:30 and sort of enjoy a meal as well, or, you know, a snack and a meal. You can come bring your picnic and picnic on the grass as well, so that would be great. Just come along and enjoy it.
All sounds like an absolute hoot, and you'll have candles for sale there as well, won't you?
Yes, we will. So it's a gold coin donation to come in the gate, and we also have a carols book for families, and then you're able to purchase carrot candles. They're $2.50 each, so on the night.
Excellent. Now all we need is some good weather, and just having a look at the forecast, it just says mostly fine, couple of clouds, 22. Couldn't ask for a better night.
I know. After all the weather that we've had, I'm so happy because I just love the warm weather. And I think everybody will enjoy it.
It's always like that if you're an event organiser in Tasmania. It's kind of like, oh no, what's going to happen?
That's correct.
Well, that's great. Devonport Carols by Candlelight is back on Sunday night. Gates open at 5:30 at the Devonport City Soccer Ground in Lovett Street. Leanne Ryan, thank you for your time today. We hope that Sunday night is a great success.
Thank you, and look forward to seeing everyone there.